You are listening to Real World News.
Civil society puts pressure on world leaders to avoid new failure at climate talks, as scientists are increasingly warning about the catastrophic effects of a 6-degree temperature rise unless immediate action is taken to stop climate change. The world leaders who met in Doha, Qatar at the United Nations Climate Conference, COP18, are showing very little ambition to tackle the climate crisis. Real World Radio interviewed Mina Rahman of SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, who is currently in Doha, to learn about the main expectations of civil society groups and their assessment of the negotiations.
Real World Radio is in contact with Mina Rahman. She's a representative of Friends of the Earth Malaysia, present there in Doha, in this new COP on climate change, the 18th one. Mina, welcome to Real World Radio again.
Very happy to be on Real World Radio.
Mina, you have been following these negotiations from lots of years ago. How would you describe the general situation today, the negotiations, when we are 2 days to until the end of the talks?
It is a very critical and dangerous state we are in, because many of the social movements and civil society organizations who are here are very, very concerned and have experiencing a lot of frustration, because what we see happening is that the developed countries are not about blocking progress in areas where we think that there must be progress. For instance, in the Kyoto Protocol track, the developed countries are not showing any ambition at all. The European Union constantly claims to be a climate champion, but it is coming here and it is putting very low targets when it actually can do much more, because it's already doing much more at the EU level. So the EU stance is very, very disconcerting, because many of us thought that the EU will show more leadership, but it hasn't. So that is one problem. The other problem is they are pushing markets. The EU is very, very, very keen on having new market mechanisms, and there is no ambition, and now they are pushing new markets, and this is something that civil society is condemning, and we are very angry that this is being pushed. When developing countries are asking the non-Kyoto Protocol parties like the United States, Canada, and Japan and Russia and all to do their mitigation commitments here, all these countries do not want to put any targets on the table. They are walking away, abandoning their obligations. So we thought they are totally insincere, and they are blocking the kind of responses that we want to see happen. The other problem that we see happening is on finance. Developing countries are saying we must have some firm commitment on finance, because there is a lot of countries who need money for adaptation, given the fact that the emissions are not going down and countries are facing serious problems in terms of droughts or floods or extreme weather events. Developed countries are not putting any money on the table, and they are instead going to press conferences and making some statements about some money coming, but there is no real money in the Green Climate Fund. They are not making any commitment to that at all. So this is very frustrating. And then when developing countries are asking developed countries to talk about intellectual property rights, to see how we can address the issue so that you can have real technology transfer and affordable right kinds of technologies, they are blocking. They don't want to even talk about it, particularly the United States. Even on the issue of technology assessment, even some of the developing country governments are saying that there needs to be a mechanism for technology assessment, because we don't want the false solutions, we don't want geoengineering and so on, but the developed countries are also opposing that. And finally, there is a very important decision that we were expecting, because this was what was promised in Cancun 2 years ago, and this is the issue of a mechanism, an international mechanism for loss and damage. Because as I had explained, whenever you have disaster striking countries, particularly like even in the small countries, small islands or very poor African countries and others, you find that they can never recover. Because once you have a typhoon or a hurricane, the entire economy is wiped out, as we saw in Honduras and Haiti and so on. So developing countries have been asking for an international mechanism to address loss and damage. Also, that is being blocked. So we have civil society today, we have gathered and we have issued a letter to ministers and to the negotiators, because ministers have arrived, but the ministers don't seem to feel the pressure. So we are putting pressure on them, particularly developing country ministers, to say they better stand firm, because we will condemn them if they agree to a weak outcome. We do not want a weak deal. If they are not going to come with a very good deal in Doha, then we will all condemn them. And this is the statement that is now being issued by civil society, and it is going around on the internet. We hope Real World Radio can also broadcast that to our friends so that you can put your take your messages and mobilize your people to put pressure on your presidents and your ministers, so that back home in the media, they see that civil society is active, so that those of us who are working in Doha can at least do what we need to do here. But the voices from the capital must be strong now. So I appeal to civil society and social movements now to mobilize in their capital cities and to send strong messages to their leaders. And call has now on the is now a call inside Doha. But please make it loud and clear around the world so that our governments do not fall. As usual, there will be pressures coming from the developed countries. Many of there is now a much stronger developing country voice here, but we are very worried that it is not going to last, especially when you have international pressure being put, when you have President Obama or when you have other leaders, northern leaders putting pressure on our government, then our ministers might cave in. So this is the moment to mobilize, and we hope that we'll see the solidarity from everyone around the world.
Perfect. Those were the words of Mina Rahman, representative of Friends of the Earth Malaysia. Mina, thank you very much for your time. We know we are in a hurry coming into a meeting. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Real World News.